In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Brothers and sisters, we are coming off quite a Sunday, this last one, which we had not only glorious baptism in the midst of the Divine Liturgy, but we also had one of our community members so much in the life of Christ to pay off the entire mortgage. And we spoke about how this kind of cannonball of immersion into Christ soaked us in God's grace, that we experience kind of an overflow of this grace into our own lives. And what joy and excitement it brought to us. I'm still kind of riding the high myself. I thought to hand out towels for everybody who's still soaking from this grace. What a Sunday. Today we heard from the reading of the epistle of the Holy Apostle Paul to the Romans. And he speaks to us in the 12th chapter about immersion. But before we get there, I want to say that this Sunday is actually a special Sunday for me personally. This is the last day in my first decade of assignment here at Christ the Savior. I was assigned August 1st in 2006, a long time ago. And this is July 31st, 2016. So tomorrow will begin the next decade, God willing. But this is a time of reflection for me to look at the time that has gone by and the people that have come into the life of the mission here, and to give thanks to God for that and for them. And also to try, if I can, to make an assessment of where we've gone right, where we've gone wrong. Obviously, a hard thing to do with so many people, so many years. But it's something that actually St. Paul, in his writing to the Romans today, helps us to do. But I want to read to you a quote first from the Acts of the Apostles, and it's a wonderful quote. It is actually more blessed to give than to receive. More blessed to give than to receive. This is something that has always kind of stumped me for a long time. But as a priest, I'm supposed to be able to teach on these subjects, and it's been very frustrating. The wonderful thing about our orthodoxy, though, is it's not just the priests who teach, but also the lay people. Not by giving sermons, per se, but by their own lives, by their own examples. Priests get to understand the gospel, get to understand the Christian message by seeing it lived out by the people. I want to speak to you about this message. It's more blessed to give than to receive. But first, we've got to look at that chapter 12. And in chapter 12, we heard just a section of it in the epistle today. I'm going to wind it back a little bit and take you to the beginning of the chapter. And St. Paul says to the Romans, he says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. It's an amazing calling that St. Paul reminds the Romans of, to present ourselves to God. Normally when we hear about sacrifice, we think of the self-sacrificial one, Christ himself, who offered up his own life on the cross for the salvation of the world. And how we partake mystically in that sacrifice by receiving his body and blood in the Holy Eucharist. And that we're joined to the sacrifice, becoming part of his body. You know, when the priest is ordained, he's given to hold the lamb, the consecrated lamb, the body of Christ, to hold it within his hands. And they taught us in seminary that that's to remind us of our priestly calling to offer up the bread and the wine for the consecration of the gifts, but also to help offer up the community, which is the body of Christ that has been entrusted to our care, to help them offer themselves up, as St. Paul says, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. You see, when we come to the Eucharist, And this is one of the things that I've seen in the lives of people here in these last 10 years. Coming to the Eucharist is a two-way street. Christ comes to us, absolutely, but we also come to Christ. Christ is lifted up for us, but we are also lifted up for him and to him. Because this is what love is all about. Love is a voluntary offering of oneself to the other. Some people say that we take communion. Well, actually, it's better to say, well, no, we receive Holy Communion. Because we don't take anything, like Judas took the morsel and went out and it was dark. But we receive that which is given to us. But the great mystery is that in Holy Communion, we also offer. We offer ourselves. This is very powerfully exemplified in the lives of people here. And this is what it means to be more blessed to give than to receive. They give of themselves in Holy Communion. Secondly, and this is where the epistle actually picked up today, speaks to us about what it means to be part of the body. He says to us, having gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. And what is grace? You translate that, and it's actually gift. So we have gifts that are given to us so that we can actually give it back to the community. So that we can receive and so that we can give. And in this community, over the past 10 years, I've seen so many giving. And we're not just talking about money. We're talking about time and talent as well. We've had people who, among the clergy, first and foremost, I think we have to say Father Daniel, who founded this mission and built half of the things in here, including the people and their spiritual lives. Among the laity, people serving the altar, singing the choir, they usher, they greet, they're on the parish council, they're in committees, they woodwork, they do iconography, they cook and clean, the yard work, they cut down trees. Just this past week, we had one of our members climbing up 60-foot, 70-foot trees, doing the maintenance, and yes, financial stewardship, faithfully attending the services, supporting charitable initiatives, doing good works. So many people doing so many things. Receiving the gifts of God and giving them back in the context of the community. And I think the people who have done that, they realize that it's more blessed to give than to receive. We mentioned we don't say that we take Holy Communion. Likewise, we're not parasites on the body of Christ. We're just taking from the body of Christ. But we are part of the body of Christ. There's a great difference there. Thirdly, and removing from the first point about our relationship with God, to the second point, our relationship with one another, and the third, our relationship with the world. And this is where the epistle ends today. St. Paul says, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Wow. What a high calling. And the Lord tells us to love our enemies, to pray for those who take advantage of us, to bless and not to curse. But if you keep reading in chapter 12, you come across something that, like it's more blessed to give than to receive, has stumped me until I started to see it happening here. Chapter 12, 20-21. Therefore, if your enemy hungers, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink. Makes sense, right? The bless and not the curse. For in so doing, you shall heap coals of fire on his head. Heap coals of fire on his head. Was that a mistranslation? Did something go wrong there? It seems like, actually, we would be hurting our enemies by blessing them, which is actually cursing them. Right? It doesn't seem to make sense. Until we see this expression, heaping coals of fire upon their head, within the greater context of Holy Scripture. In the book of Isaiah, it says, then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin is purged. This reference to the live coal is Eucharistic. By receiving the blessings of God, even though through sin we were his enemies, we actually are forgiven, our sin is purged, we're healed, we become holy. And this is our calling in the world too, to not just take the blessings of the world, but to accept even the curse of the world, that world which hated Christ before it hated us, and to authentically bless them back. Not just in external charity, but in inward charity, the charity of the heart that desires their salvation, their redemption, their healing, their forgiveness, their purging, just like Christ has done for us. And if we do this, then we'll realize that it's more blessed to give than to receive from them. This is a way that we can be immersed into the life of Christ through Holy Communion, through the life of the church, and out into the world. And the more we do this, the more people will also come into the church. They'll receive that grace of God through us working with Christ. I've been able to see that these past 10 years. You all have opened my eyes to these mysterious passages. Things are starting to click. And today I give thanks to God for that, and I give thanks to you. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to Christ.